Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with the one and only Annie O'Neill, who is the director-producer of Phil's Camino, a nice 26-minute short doc playing at AFI Docs. Annie, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Now, of the entire slate, I mean, there's some great movies here, but this one is probably one of the more inspirational little, you know, heartwarming stories here. Tell our listeners who Phil is and his quest to create his own Camino.
Yeah. So Phil is this incredible guy. He's a real ordinary guy. He says he's just a guy walking in the mud. He saw a film that I was in called Walking the Camino, Six Ways to Santiago. And after he saw it, he wrote me a letter and he said, I really loved your film and I have decided to make my own Camino. And he's got some property and he walks around the perimeter of his property and it goes through fields and woods and comes back around to the house. And that full lap around his property is 0.88 kilometers. Right. So he said, I walk it as often as I can and keep track of the laps that I do. And I'm tracing my route to Spain on the Camino in Spain on a map. And right now I'm just outside of Burgos.
And so, in total, it's what, like 500 miles?
And he was about halfway. And at the end of this letter, he said, come walk with me, love, Phil.
Oh.
And I was just intrigued. And it just so happened that I got to go walk his Camino. And it was amazing. It was really amazing. When I was sitting in his kitchen, we were having a cup of tea before going out to walk his Camino. I felt exactly the same way that I had felt when I was in Spain, walking the Camino in Spain and having a cup of tea before walking each day. And I was just, I thought to myself, this is a great movie. Mm-hmm. Somebody's got to make this movie. And it turned out somebody did, me.
You were. Now, he has the reason he can't go to the actual location in Spain, the actual Camino, he has stage 4 cancer, right?
Yes.
When was he diagnosed?
He was diagnosed, I think, about 5 or 6 years ago with colon cancer. And then he had surgery and radiation and chemo, and everything was fine for a couple of years. And then when it came back, it was in the liver and the lungs. Mm. So he's just this.
Where are we now in the diagnosis?
He's doing great.
Is he coming back?
He's still got his tumors in his liver and lungs. And he talks to them. He told me that he's been talking to them, trying to convince them to slow everything down, to get real lazy, because he's telling them, listen, guys, if I go, you go.
Yeah.
So it's in your best interest to string this out as long as possible.
What a guy.
I mean, he's just a really, really great guy, really interesting guy. I find him endlessly fascinating, and he's very charismatic. I think the story is so amazing because I think for a lot of us, if we got a diagnosis like that, we would just start crossing things off like, okay, can't do that, can't do that, mm-hmm. can't do the Camino. And he didn't do that.
He finds his own way.
He finds his own way, and he was willing to let it look differently than he thought it was going to be.
Right.
And that's a huge lesson for me, that we can have everything if we allow it to look different than we think it's going to look. Because I think a lot of us think, oh, I'm going to do that when this happens, or when I get a promotion, or when I find the one, or when I do this. And he didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
He just said, I'm going to do this now, right
now. So there's a lesson that, you know, not even just cancer patients, but everyone can. That's a universal theme that anyone that goes to AFI Docs will be inspired by.
Yeah, and AFI Docs, first of all, let me just say, what an honor it is to even be accepted.
This is your first time?
At AFI Docs, yes. Oh. We had our world premiere with Phil's Camino at South by Southwest back in March.
And congrats.
Thank you so much.
That's a big deal in itself.
That was another big deal. It's just been one big deal after another, really, including yesterday was a big deal.
Yeah. Including coming into WTOP.
WTOP is today. Yeah. Did you hear what happened yesterday?
No, what happened yesterday?
I was invited to the White House.
What?
I went to the White House yesterday.
Really? You didn't know this was going to happen? Like you just got,
well,
they got a call? Or how'd you happen?
I heard that it could happen on Friday.
Okay.
And then I heard that it was going to happen on Tuesday, which required me to fly out Tuesday night so that I could be here Wednesday to go on Thursday. So it happened very quickly.
So did you meet the president?
No, okay. I wish. I saw where the president was. All right. The helicopter came for him. Right. And I was trying to convince the person who was taking us. It was actually near the end of our meeting. I thought, wouldn't it be great to have all these AFI filmmakers mm-hmm. wave goodbye to the president, you know, line up and wave goodbye yeah. as he walked out of the West Wing into the helicopter, but she was not convinced.
They weren't having that. They were not having well, you'll just have to settle for being at the White House. That's pretty. Yes. That's still awesome. That's great.
It was so wonderful and so inspiring. The people at the White House are just so smart and vibrant and interested and curious and really interested in helping and doing whatever they can. And you know, this partnership, filmmaking is such a collaborative art anyway. And mm-hmm. then to have this kind of collaboration from our nation's government is really wonderful, and it was really interesting and really fun, and I got White House chocolates.
Hey, there you go. There you go. There's your next documentary all about the White House chocolates. Have you gotten good, you know, touching, inspiring, you know, heartwarming feedback from, like, wow. you know, either cancer patients or cancer survivors?
Everyone, you know, Well, first of all, when Phil travels with me, when he comes to a film festival and mm-hmm. he's trying to make one a month, and when he walks up to do the Q&A afterwards, it's really great. Wow. It's like a rock star.
People, wait, he comes to one festival a month?
Yeah.
Is he here?
No. He did his one.
Gotcha. Right.
If he was here, he would be sitting right here.
Okay, good.
And he'd be shoving me out of the way talking. And I say that in the nicest, most yeah. happy way.
Playful way, yeah.
When he appears, people are so thrilled to see him. They have so many wonderful things to say about the film and about Phil, and I could not be more grateful and I'm so pleased. It's a really interesting thing to have something in your brain and then have it end up on the screen is mm-hmm. is really amazing. Mm-hmm. And I'm constantly amazed by that. And I wanted to make a film that people would talk about and that would touch people's hearts mm-hmm. and that would inspire people, and especially would inspire people who might be at a really low point in their life, right. who might have just gotten a serious diagnosis. And the things that I've heard people say are really heartwarming and touching and so really, awesome. Really great.
How did he, do you know how he got, you know, where was he inspired to, you know, want to recreate the Camino itself? Like, where did his fascination with Spain and all that begin?
Well, his fascination began where a lot of American people's fascination begins, which is the movie The Way.
Oh, okay.
And he yeah. saw The Way. And then, again, a lot of American people have seen right. Walking the Camino. Right. And then that kind of solidifies.
Okay.
Because The Way is a narrative feature. It's a fictional story. And Walking the Camino is a documentary. Mm-hmm. So they get to see the story, and then they get to experience people's journeys on it. And I'm just constantly amazed at Phil, at the Camino. I feel so grateful that I was able to walk the Camino. I was able to be part of walking the Camino. It inspired me to write a book. I've written a book called Everyday Camino with Annie.
Oh, awesome.
And it just has really colored my life, you know. And I think we all get things that color our lives. And I'm very grateful that the Camino has colored my life in this way.
Yeah, in a positive way. This is awesome.
In a positive way, yeah.
All right, well, tell me about yourself. How did you get into film? Or where'd you grow up, and how'd you get into filmmaking?
I'm from New York. I'm from New York. I live in Los Angeles. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. Some of the filmmakers and I were talking about this last night. When you're in New York and you say you live in L.A., there's a response that you get.
Right.
And when you're in L.A. and you talk about New York, there's a response. Right. And also San Francisco, when you say either of those things, there's a response. And, you know, it's interesting because I'm not the mayor of any of those cities. And I haven't done any public policy.
Right.
And
they think you represent the town for
yeah.
some reason.
And, you know, I just am a person having a good time in different places. But there's also, you know, our country is huge. And there is a different culture on each coast. And I was very lucky to go to school in Washington, D.C. I went to Georgetown.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that's another way that, you know, my life kind of took on the color from mm-hmm. from that education. It's a very academic education, but it's also very social justice. Mm-hmm. You know, the Jesuits are all about social justice. And I took away a lot of lessons about social justice. And, well, why does the system work this way? Is this really the best way for the system to work for everyone? And in all different facets, it really created a questioning.
Right.
So, you know, that's another thing I'm very grateful for. And, you know, ironically, right now, as we speak, there's a party, an AFI party going on.
Really?
At the old Ebbett Grill.
Oh, really? Right downtown.
And when I was a student at Georgetown, I was a waitress at the old Ebbett Grill.
Wow. You got to get down to the old Ebbett for old time's sake.
As soon as we're done with this, I'm going right
there,
down.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like that's kind of a full circle. But I have to do these, you know, symbolic things with a very light touch, because if I put too much on it, like, oh, look, I've come full circle. Yeah, if I do any of that, believe me, I get slammed.
Right.
I was at the Quad Cinema Theater in New York City where Walking the Camino was showing, and I used to, it's on 14th Street. No, it's on 13th Street, and I used to live on 16th Street.
Oh, wow.
And I used to go to the Quad, and it was at the Quad where I saw Michael Apted's Seven Up.
Yeah.
No.
Of the Up series.
Yes. And
I don't know. Did he do the first one?
Oh, yeah.
He might have done 20. I thought there was a different
21 up.
28 up.
Yeah, that was the first one that I saw. 21 up. And I remember sitting at the Quad Theater with my mouth dropped open, just like, this film can do this?
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
And then there was a Q&A.
The original Boyhood, in a way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Except documentary, yeah.
And there was, Michael Apted was there doing a Q&A afterwards. Oh, wow. And I just was gazing at him. So then, like, fast forward to 2013, I'm at the Quad. No, it's 2014. I'm at the Quad Theater getting ready to do a Q&A.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting in the back kind of getting all choked up. Like, look at this. I've come full circle.
Right.
I used to sit in the seat and watch the Q&A. And now I'm going to do the Q&A.
Right.
And this older lady, the credits were running, this older lady came up and I'm standing by the door. So I thought, oh, I'll hold the door for this old lady.
Right.
And I smiled at her and I said, you know, I'm gonna do a Q&A afterwards. And she goes, oh, honey, this really wasn't my cup of tea.
That's New York, baby. That's perfect. That's perfect.
She said, I'm going to the movie next door. And I just thought, okay, thank you, because I was getting a little too swoony there.
just take it down a notch.
Comparing myself to Michael Apted, I think, is a little bit of a leap.
Yeah. Hey, well, it's a good start. You're getting there. You're almost there.
So I'm going to Old Ebbett Grill just knowing that, wow, look at that. Isn't that funny?
Right. Maybe that will be your cup of tea. Thanks so much for coming in. This was awesome. Is there anything we're leaving out? You know, let's say if our listeners hear this and they say, I want to come out and see this, you know, when and where is it playing?
It's playing tomorrow, Saturday at 2 p.m.
Okay.
In Silver Springs at the AFI Silver Theater.
Great theater.
And it's part of a shorts program. It's part of a shorts program called Points of Departure. And because it's a short film, it's 28 minutes. And it's really a great experience to go to any film festival anywhere. But the AFI Film Festival is truly one of the biggest in the country and the most well-respected. So even if you don't see my film, I hope you'll just go over and, you know, go online, find out what film of theirs you could see, and support the film festivals. You know, the film festivals are so important to filmmakers. And if you are interested in Phil's Camino and don't make it tomorrow, my email is philscamino@gmail.com. Philscamino.com is our website. And I try and keep as close to up to date as I can with the scheduling there. And we're still raising money. So if you hear about this or see it and it touches your heart, you can always make a donation at philscamino.com. And I'm hoping to be back in October. I'm interested in doing screenings of Phil's Camino and then doing a short Q&A and then having an interfaith panel on pilgrimage.
Oh, cool.
So have a Catholic priest, a Muslim imam, and a Jewish rabbi talk about pilgrimage.
Nice.
Because
we'd love to have you back.
Oh, thank you. It's a very exciting program to do that, you know, and then that's more like an hour and a half program instead of just the 28 minutes.
Right.
So
awesome. Well, hopefully that works out and you can come back.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, don't wait until then. Come see it at AFI Docs or contact her with the email and pick up a copy of the book. What's the book called?
The book is Everyday Camino with Annie, and it's the same website, everydaycaminowithannie.com. And there's clips of Phil's Camino on the philscamino.com site.
Right.
And I'm interested in talking to people and to spreading. I want to get this film to as many people as possible. Mm-hmm. So it's I'm very creative with film, with fundraisers. People just ask me to go to their church or their
right.
community room, and we'll just show it. And I've got Phil's Camino t-shirts that I sell. I mean, it's crazy, but I'm doing everything I can to get this film to as many people as I can. And it just takes some money to do that. And so
maybe we need to set up a walk from the AFI Silver down to the museum. Is that 500 miles? I don't know. But it'll be our own little Phil's Camino here in D.C. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Jason. It was a delight. Thank you.